Hey, welcome back. It's Farm Talk, Mick Caird, North Dakota Corn Grower Studio, and right now we're not going to talk about the NFL. We're going to talk about the NBA, the National Bison Association, bringing on the Executive Director, Dave Carter. Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon, Mick. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Good to have you on the radio. Good. Hey, where are you at today?
I'm actually down at a meeting in Florida, but then I'm packing up here this afternoon and heading to Indianapolis because we're going to be at the National FFA Convention for the next few days, talking with, I guess, about 60,000 to 70,000 kids and ag advisors, trying to talk to them about the Bison Advantage.
For sure. Well, that's pretty cool. And what is going on in Florida? They grow oranges, and it's hot and humid down there. Can they grow buffalo and bison down there?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, they do. I'm in Tampa today, and just about an hour or so south of here is a fairly good-sized bison operation. See, I'm even saying bison for you, Nick. But yeah, we've got, believe it or not, there are bison operations in every state of the U.S., including the Big Island of Hawaii and Long Island of New York. So we get around.
All right. Well, thank you. Obviously, you've been doing a lot of promotion, and obviously for livestock producers, every state has a bison operation. Pretty cool. Hey, now the big news for National Bison Association, at least for the North Dakota Buffalo Association, is the summer conference next July is coming to North Dakota. That's a big deal.
That is, and we're really excited about that. We've been working with our folks in North Dakota to pull that together, and we're going to have quite an operation up there for a few days. We're going to spend a lot of time, of course, taking a look at some of the things that North Dakota has to offer in terms of the ranches and the processing facilities. Of course, the North American Bison LLC is located up in New Rockford, and the National Buffalo Museum is in Jamestown. We're even going to throw in a riverboat cruise. So, yeah, our folks are going to have a good time up there. We're really looking forward to it.
All right. So anybody listening who's interested or involved, so it's next 7th, 8th, and 9th of July in Bismarck. And I guess go to the National Bison Association, bisoncentral.com website, and get cranked up for that. Dave, another big thing in the news is bison ranchers are like, well, the dairy farmers who are fighting the, things that are labeled milk, but it's not milk, they're nut juice, or then the fake meat and all this. You have launched a petition, and you are dealing with policymakers in D.C. on some water buffalo meat that is coming into the market, and it's kind of making claims that are not true.
Well, that's true, and it's a serious problem right now, Mick. We've worked really hard to build the reputation for bison in the marketplace, and of course, people in North America have been calling bison buffalo for, over 300 years. I mean, there's Buffalo Bill Cody and the Buffalo Nickel, and some of us even enjoy a nip of Buffalo Trace from now and now, now and again. But, and that's what people think. When they see the term buffalo, they're thinking bison. And it really started off about a year and a half ago in the pet food sector that we saw some pet food brands, one of them, in fact, featuring a herd of grazing bison on its front panel. But yet, when you look at the ingredients, the first ingredient was buffalo. And that's water buffalo coming in and making the people think that it's bison. Well, now, more recently, we've seen that in some of the stores, particularly in the East Coast, there are packages of just ground natural buffalo in there. And what really caught our attention is it doesn't have the mark of inspection on there and the like. And so we took a look, and this product is coming in actually from Australia, being ground here in the U.S. and put into packages and just sold as, quote, buffalo. And so we've gone to the FDA with a petition and a complaint to ask them to address this. And ultimately, we want to make sure that there's a requirement that if it's water buffalo in the U.S. marketplace, whether it be for human food or our companion animals, it needs to say water buffalo and not just buffalo, because to do otherwise is completely deceptive.
And, of course, water buffalo, we've all seen pictures on the Wildlife Channel and whatnot that, you know, they don't look anything like North American bison. I bet they don't taste anything like North American bison.
Well, and that's one of the big concerns that we have. You're absolutely right. It's a totally different taste profile. I'll leave it to anybody to decide which one tastes better, but I'll put bison out there anytime, in comparison. But so many folks are still taking their first impression of what bison tastes like, and they're still taking their first taste of bison. And if they're mistakenly buying water buffalo and eating that and thinking that that's what bison tastes like, it's a real problem for us. It could be, real economic devastation for our producers when we start to have that sort of confusion and mislabeling. The other thing that we're concerned about is, if there was some sort of a food safety issue coming out of this, that, what will be reported in the news would be that buffalo is getting recalled. And again, when everybody hears buffalo, they're thinking bison. And we just don't need that type of risk, and we want to make sure that our customers, when they go in and buy our product, that they got the confidence knowing that they're getting North American bison.
Dave, do you have concerns, though, that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, the federal agency responsible for labeling, has a history of taking decades to make a change? Could this be a long-standing problem, or do you expect some more immediate changes?
We're very concerned that it could take longer, and fortunately, Senator Hoeven and Senator Heitkamp and Senator Bennett in Colorado and Senator Thune and others have been circulating a letter around the Senate to get their colleagues to sign on and get a message down to the FDA that this just cannot drag on. The other thing that we've done is we've launched a petition on, it's a website called change.org, and you can go on to change.org, and in the search bar, just put in water buffalo, and it'll come up with our petition. And right now, we're just under 5,000 signatures on that petition, but we'd like to get up to 10,000 signatures as well to get that down there to say that this is an issue of the serious concern. So those are two things right now that we're doing to try and put a little extra pressure on FDA to not dawdle on this one, because this one is very time-sensitive for us.
Very true. All right, raising the red flag there on another food labeling issue in agriculture. I see you also have been working with the Ag Marketing Service on ideas for developing expanded price reporting within the bison business. What's that all about?
Well, we sat down with the folks when we were back in D.C. in September, and the Ag Marketing Service has been issuing the monthly wholesale bison report since 2004, and that's a report on the wholesale price of the bison carcasses. But we want to be able to track the live bison market as well. And, we're a little bit limited because there are a few sort of benchmark auctions that we have out there, but most of the bison is sold private treaty and not through sale barns. But they're working with us on some ways that they can do some surveys and capture the live animal pricing, which is important for our producers to be able to make business decisions. But also, as we saw last year, the Farm Service Agency has programs like the Livestock Indemnity Program. And unless they have the ability to track those live prices, that can get really out of whack. We found out last year that they hadn't updated their models since 2008. And, of course, the price of live bison is significantly increased since 2008.
Yeah.
And so, it took some work to get them to update that model, and we want to make sure that they do that on a regular and an ongoing basis, so that we stay current. So we're really pleased that AMS is working with us on that.
Excellent. All right, only about 30, 40 seconds to go here, Dave. Farm bill, key priorities in the farm bill.
Well, we just talked about one of them, making sure that the livestock indemnity program is current. But the other thing is research is really a critical part of our business, a priority for us. And so working with Agricultural Research Service and NEFA, and particularly APHIS, to help us get some information out there to address some of the challenges we face, one of the big ones being Mycoplasma bovis. And to work with us to get on top of that, making sure we have the ability to keep those animals healthy out there on the land.
Okay, Dave Carter, Executive Director, National Bison Association. We covered a lot of territory today, Dave.
You know, we sure did, Mick, and I look forward to seeing you at the Farm Broadcasters Convention here in a few weeks.
Couple of weeks, we'll be talking face-to-face, so that's good. You know, I can't think, you know, one of the most inspiring things to do is to go to an FFA meeting, and I can't, after going to 65,000 FFA kids, you're going to be the most inspired guy in agriculture here in about 2 days.
I love going to FFA. Those kids are truly inspiring. Yep, they restore your confidence in the future of our youth, that's for sure.
Indeed. All right, Dave, thanks for the visit. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.